Holy Gospel is found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. This will serve as the basis for our meditation this morning. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He said to them, "This is what is written, and so it must be. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Look, I am sending you what my Father promised, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." He led them out as far as the vicinity of Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them, and while he was blessing them, he parted from them and was taken up into heaven. So they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They were continually in the temple courts praising and blessing God. Amen. The Gospel of the Lord. Christ is risen. Do you remember when May is one of those months that's just chock full of memories? It's one of those times when we might ask that question, do you remember when you fill in the blank? School gets out, summer break begins. Family events and milestones take place. Major events like graduations take place, and they cause individuals and families, classmates and friends to remember, to give thanks, and as they look back on what God has done. I mean, just this past Friday, we wrapped up our 2022 to 2023 school year. Our little VPKers, our preschoolers, they graduated after 1 or 2 years of preschool. Our eighth graders, after 9 years of school in K to eight, graduated to go on to high school. Yet there's plenty of other graduations going on. High school graduations, college graduations, seminary or grad school graduations. They take place often in May. I mean, in my own personal calendar, I have events in there just kind of remembering what happened. And last week and this week are just chock full of graduation anniversaries for me and my bride and soon for our children as well. I mean, just yesterday marked 18 years ago that I graduated from our seminary to become a pastor. Today, for those of you who are my classmates out here, this is 26 years ago, we walked across the stage at Luther Prep to go on to college or where else our God has called us to serve. This month is full of remembering. In fact, this month is so full of remembering that we even conclude it with a weekend remembering those military personnel who gave their lives in service and sacrifice for our country. Yeah, this is also a time of year when Jesus calls us to remember what he told us in his word, what he told his disciples. When Jesus calls us to remember what he promised, to remember what he has done and what he will do for us. We do that remembering as we celebrate this ascension of our Lord. That day in the life and ministry of Jesus, when Jesus took his disciples up to the Mount of Olives, raised his hands in blessing, and visibly ascended up into the sky until they could see him no more as a cloud covered him up. Yet all that remembering that Jesus called his disciples to do that day, and he calls us to do now, it all started 40 days before that ascension on Easter evening. Easter evening was filled with emotion. One moment the disciples were languishing in guilt and fear, crushed with sorrow, restlessly watching with fearful dread of the impending doom that was surely just around the corner for them. And the next moment they're terrified because their once dead teacher is literally, physically, visibly standing in their midst. And then the next moment, he's eating broiled fish to prove to them that he's really, truly alive. The sorrow and the guilt and the fear and the dread, it all quickly was slipping away. But they still didn't get it. They still did not understand until Jesus spoke. "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Come on, brothers. Don't you remember? Don't you remember what I told you just a few days ago, let alone all the different times I told you over the past 3 years of walking up and down and all over Israel? Remember how I told you that the Son of Man would be betrayed, that the Son of Man would suffer, the Son of Man would die, and yet the Son of Man on the third day would rise from the dead, even though you always, always protested the very possibility of that happening. Remember what I told you. Everything had to be fulfilled. Everything had to be fulfilled. You know, long ago, Moses wrote about the seed of the woman who had come to crush the serpent's head, but whose heel would feel the serpent's bite. That was about me. He wrote about a lamb whose sacrifice would be for the sins of the people. He was pointing to me. Other prophets like Isaiah or Jeremiah or Zechariah, they wrote of the servant who was going to suffer and the lowly king who would come and save. They spoke of me. My ancestor, King David, had my cross and empty tomb in mind as he was singing Good Friday and Easter hymns 1,000 years before I was born. Don't you remember? I told you all this while I was still with you. The cobwebs still covered their minds, their memories. Confusion covered their faces, and so Jesus had to open their minds to understand the scriptures. He cleared their minds with his understanding and filled that opening with what they needed to hear most. This is what is written, and so it must be. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Suddenly, light bulbs went out. Suddenly, the cobwebs were wiped away. Suddenly, they remembered everything. They remembered that it all had to happen just as Jesus had said. Jesus had to suffer. Jesus had to die. Jesus had to rise again from the dead 3 days later. And that realization, it changed their lives and ours forever. See, Jesus wants you to remember what he has said and what he did. Now, sometimes you and I are like those disciples. Every year we see and hear what God has done for us through Jesus. We follow through the life of Jesus again and again. We hear familiar accounts from his life and ministry. We hear what he teaches in his word so often that's so familiar to us. Every year we hear his promises and how he fulfilled them. And yet every year, what do? We forget. Every year we continue to languish in worry. Every year we're still crushed with sorrow. Every year we still dread the present or the future. Every year we still let sin and guilt get the better of us. Every year we still get so caught up in ourselves and what we're doing right now and what we want right now that we become spiritually lax, that we get to a point that we almost yawn our way into hell. And then some crisis or trouble or difficulty or pain or fear comes into our lives, and suddenly we're back with the disciples behind locked doors, living in guilt or sadness or fear or worry. And yet our ascended Lord comes through his gospel and helps us remember what he's told us in his word. Remember how we watched and prepared for his coming. Remember how the prophets and apostles, the shepherds and the angels led us to celebrate that God himself took on our human flesh and made his dwelling among us. Remember how we marveled at how the light of the world shattered the darkness of this sinful world and shattered that darkness with good news that is for all nations. Remember how we briefly glimpsed his glory on the Mount of Transfiguration and then followed Jesus down that mountain on that long, difficult journey to a greater place. Remember how we watched Jesus fight off Satan's attacks in our place and how he resolved to save us, even though it was going to cost him his life. Remember how we learned about repentance and grace and rejection and then raised our voices with loud hosannas as the King of Kings went forth to die for us? Remember how we saw him suffer betrayal and rejection, ridicule and injustice, and the unimaginable pains of hell as the darkness closed in on the light of life. And in all of that, did we not see God's love and mercy and forgiveness and grace unwrapped and unbelievable? Did we not come to understand why Good Friday is good, even though it's focused on a single death? Did we not wait and watch like the disciples, except dealing with our own demons and anxieties, our own weaknesses and worries and fears? And did not the cries of Christ is risen?
He is risen
did not those Easter cries on Easter, did they not ring out as we celebrate the very reality, the very fact that the tomb is empty and Jesus lives? Remember how on Easter morning with the disciples we discovered the hope of a living Savior in an empty tomb. Remember how Jesus proved to be our proof and our peace. Remember how Jesus opened our minds to see Him on every page of Scripture. Remember how Jesus, the loving, protecting arms of our good shepherd were wrapped around us, how Jesus showed His love for us by giving His life for us as our good shepherd. Remember God's love on display in the one who gave His all for us and comfort in this heaven-sent helper. Now, if your mind is still a little foggy, if there's still cobwebs around your memories, well, fear not, our living Savior, He opens our minds to understand His Scriptures. This is what is written, and so it must be. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in His name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. So what are you going to do with all that you have seen and heard? Zero in on that for a moment. You are witnesses of these things. Now I know you and I are not eyewitnesses. We do not see Jesus in the flesh, visibly in front of us, interacting with Him as the apostles did. But we have seen and heard what the living Jesus has done for us. That means we can't keep it to ourselves. We can't keep it to ourselves because we fear we might say something wrong. We can't keep it to ourselves and hope that someone else will do it. No, Jesus points at you, and He points at me, and He says, you are witnesses of these things. You are to testify about what you have seen and heard. You know what you have seen and heard from me in my word. And so you are to tell people what I did for them and how much I love them. I am sending you as my witnesses. Now we could hear that and get nervous, get anxious, get fearful, and keep what we remember to ourselves. The Lord has a funny way of motivating us to speak. You see, the more time we spend with Him, the more we remember what He has said and done for us. And the more we actually desire to testify, to tell others about what He has done. The more His love compels us to do that. With His Spirit's help, He opens our minds to understand the Scriptures too. With eyes of faith, we see how Jesus fulfilled all those promises for us and still does today. We see how He takes an infant condemned to hell and transforms through water and word and holy baptism that child into a beloved child of God. We taste and touch the precious food of Christ's body and blood with bread and wine in His holy supper for the forgiveness of our sins. We hear Him declare those promises, those words of sins forgiven through His called worker, through His called servant who declares absolution to us and absolves us of our sins. We hear His promises to send His Holy Spirit through the gospel, and we see Him make good on that promise too. We see how that message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins bursts forth from first century Jerusalem all the way down to us here today in 21st century Florida. And then we see how we receive what the Father has promised as we remember and share the victory of our risen and ascended Lord. So as you celebrate this festival of the ascension of our Lord, remember the great things our living Jesus has said and done. Remember what our living Jesus has promised and what He is going to do. As you see those nail-scarred hands lifted in blessing for you as He ascends on high, remember why He lives. He lives for you. Know that your ascended Lord rules and guides all things for your good and for the good of His beloved church. And then go and testify of Christ. Tell people what you know. As you live out your God-given callings, it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be neat. Simply share what you already know. Jesus died Jesus rose from the dead, and Jesus will come again. Praise be to our God for his glorious grace. My friends, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.